Right, hello. Welcome to another edition of the OnlyFans Football Podcast. A very special edition of the podcast this week. We are debuting OnlyFans Extra. I don't know if we hinted at it recently on the podcast, but this is essentially an extra podcast. Or is it an extra podcast? I don't know. It's just a podcast that's filling a void this week. Myself and Cran are quite the busy men these days. A lot going on, so we actually couldn't sit down to record, unfortunately. So this episode is basically our top 10 Premier League defenders, which was recorded in, I believe, the middle of February. So I think it's about 40 minutes long. It's good chat, good debate, as usual. Myself and Kieran gaslighting each other. But apart from that, that's it really. As I said, myself and Kieran, we do apologise. No podcast last week as the international break took place. And firstly, we hate the international break, so that's why we didn't record. And secondly, we just had stuff going on, so we actually couldn't sit down and record, unfortunately. Myself and Dave are going to Philadelphia on Friday for WrestleMania. So you might have a few bits being recorded over here from myself and Dave. Other than that, myself and Kieran will be back very soon, please God. We hope you're all doing well. We hope you're all enjoying the sunshine. Grand stretch in the evening now. The clocks went, well, it was a forward. So we lost an hour of sleep, which was a bit of a killer, to be fair. But the sun is shining. Do get out now. Get a coffee, get a mocha. Go to range or something. I don't know. Do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to force you to do anything. But do it while listening to the OnlyFans Football Podcast. So yes, here it is. Our first edition of OnlyFans Extra. Our top 10 Premier League defenders. Enjoy your day, folks. Take care. And we'll hear from you again soon. Bye.
I spend these senses tell me this is going to get fucking tasty, baby.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
You can't handle the truth.
Fuck you, Deputy Stike. Fuck you.
You are a liar. You are a self-confessed liar.
If you stop waffling, we might get some work done.
Where'd you get these two guys from?
Would you like a sweetie?
Arnie, cut!
Get over! Get over! You ain't that...
Smith, touch, what a touch!
Manny Smith!
Touch, he scores! Another one for Stanarski!
That is back up!
Here's Hulk! Dini!
Balotelli! Aguero!
It's Messi!
Oh, what a goal!
Again! The medicine man arrives!
For me, looking at that video, that cat hadn't done anything wrong.
I'm going to Puerto Rico to kick your ass.
Shut up, you fucking dick.
And that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold Sexer.
Two, one. Right, Kieran, welcome back to another edition of the OnlyFans Football Podcast. OnlyFans Extra. Kieran, you've slapped the table, boy.
OnlyFans Extra, Adam. It's the best segment of the podcast.
It's not a segment. It's a whole new show. Kieran, essentially, if you've tuned in to any of our other podcasts, this might be the first one that's released. Who knows? But the reason we're doing this is we're stockpiling episodes to release when we can't release stuff. We're both off today. I'm recovering from like a sore throat, Kieran, but here I am chatting brown with you.
Alcoholism as well.
I haven't drank, Kieran, in about 3 weeks.
Exactly.
But Kieran, on today's OnlyFans Extra, we're discussing our top 10 Premier League centre halves. It's gotta get tasty, baby. It's gotta get tasty.
Of all time.
Of course. English football didn't begin until the Premier League started. For those who don't know, I'm joking, of course, and gaslighting. Kieran, we're also going to have very different lists, but there will also be the odd, I imagine, contrarianism to us, naturally enough. Our other OnlyFans Extra we did record for YouTube, but we're going to record bits for TikTok for this one. If you want to tune into the episode, obviously just listen here on Spotify. Kieran, you're number 10. In the top 10 Premier League centre-halves of all time. Hit me with it.
Number 10, Adam, I've gone for Kolo Touré of formerly of Arsenal, Man City. Liverpool, yeah, as well. I've kind of forgotten about Liverpool, but 354 games.
Assistant manager at Leicester as well with Brendan Rodgers. My number 10, Kieran, comes from Chelsea. He's a World Cup winner. His name is Marcel Desailly.
Marcel Desailly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In our other episode of Only Fans Extra, we talked about Champions League finals of our time. And a lot of it was kind of when we our perception of football. Mm. Marcel Desailly is probably one of the best defenders to ever play football, to a degree. Yeah. I think we'd be remiss to not include him in this.
He's never won a Premier League, has he?
He hasn't. Mm. But I think during his spell at Chelsea, I think he was quite fruitful with the likes of Gianluca Vialli, rest in peace, Gianfranco Zola. I think he played with a really good team, didn't he? As I said, World Cup winner in 1998. I think he won the Euros in 2000 as well with that great French side with Zidane and the like. But yeah, he's my number 9, or number 10, excuse me.
I've gone number 9, Robert Huth.
Are you having me on?
I think in that Leicester title winning season.
All right, okay.
I think he's definitely worthy of a spot in the top 10. For me, he's won 3 Premier Leagues with Chelsea as well. 2 with Chelsea.
What?
1 with Leicester, yeah.
Oh yeah, he was a part of Mourinho side, wasn't he?
So it'd be a miss. You'd be remiss not to put him in this top 10. I think. 352 appearances.
Stoke legend as well.
3 Premier League titles. Hmm. And yeah, sniggering aside at him, I think.
I don't think he's top 10 Premier League defenders. I'm sorry.
In my lifetime, anyway, I'm obviously not going to put Yap Stam in. I didn't see Yap Stam's peak.
But Yap Stam, Kieran, his peak at United, he was fucking unbelievable.
Oh, well, I don't give a fuck at him.
Well, I do care. We're talking about quality defenders here.
Yeah, yeah.
You would rather Robert Huth in your team than Yap Stam. Is that what you were saying?
I'm not saying that.
You're fucking mental. Why didn't we record this?
I was born in the year 2000. Yap Stam's prime at United was 98-2001. I wasn't watching football when I was 6 months old at him. So I'm not going to put Yap Stam with him.
You weren't watching Robert Huth at Chelsea, are you?
Ludicrous. I watched Robert Huth dominate for Leicester in that title.
You didn't watch him fucking dominate for Chelsea, and that was your point.
Absolute unthinkable. He's won the same amount of Premier Leagues as Virgil van Dijk. So he is worthy of that.
That's an overstatement.
It's a fact.
But it's crazy. It's a crazy fact.
It might be crazy to you.
Anderson has about 4 Premier League titles. What's your point?
Anderson.
Go on.
It's 3 times the player Van Dijk is.
this is what we live for.
Robert Huth. Oh, you're laughing. They beat the Man City team that year. With Jamie Vardy, Mahrez up front.
Ah no, that was a fairy tale. You can't deny that at all.
Fairy tale with him involved at centre back every game. So I think you're disrespecting him laughing at that choice. I think that's fine to put him in there.
No, I disagree. All right, I think there's about I could probably name 20 defenders better than.
All right, fine.
The fella he played beside Wes Morgan probably more deserving than Robert Huth. He was the captain.
Robert Huth's won 2 more Premier Leagues than Van Dijk.
What's your point?
My point is he's a good defender. Van Dijk
is he? So he's a better defender than Virgil van Dijk.
Alright, name number 9.
No. He's Robert Huth. You've said it. Robert Huth of Stoke is a better defender than Virgil van Dijk. Yes or no?
Yes.
My number 9 is Ricardo Carvalho. I think one of the most underrated defenders to ever play Premier League football. Do you know who else I think is underrated? I don't know if he's in your list. He's not in mine. But Gary Cahill.
No, he's not on my list.
I think he's a better player than Robert Huth, for what it's worth. There's another one. But yes, Ricardo Carvalho. I think, we're going to talk about a lot of partnerships here as well. I think John Terry was as good as what he was because of some of the partners he had. And I'm not saying that in a disrespectful way.
It does sound disrespectful.
I don't mean it in a disrespectful way.
Yeah.
I mean, partnerships win you titles. And that's what Chelsea had. Chelsea had Carvalho alongside Terry. They had Cahill alongside Terry, and they won trophies. That's not a disrespect on anyone at all. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, John Terry, but I think Carvalho is part of the reason why Chelsea were so successful. He left the Premier League career on with 3 Premier League titles. He got a move to Real Madrid, 2 League Cups, 2 Community Shields. Like, he was a really decorated player, and I don't want that to be an oversight at all. Mm. I don't mean that in a derogatory way to John Terry in any way, shape or form.
The fact you're bringing up suggests that you do.
No, but what I mean is it takes 2 to tango. You need a partner.
Yeah.
I think you're...
So Joe Gomez is the reason Van Dijk was so successful.
No, not necessarily, because right. John Matip was the defender as well who played him. Canate now. Like, you need a good defender to play with you. It's a very selfless game. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
The margin of error is massive. And I think Chelsea had some great partnerships, and I think one of the better partnerships was Carvalho and Terry.
Yeah, no, I just
that'd be the point I'm making.
He's my number eight. 135 Premier League appearances and back-to-back Premier Leagues. But, yeah, my number seven, Adam.
My number eight, Kieran.
Sorry, your number eight.
Vincent Kompany.
Vincent Kompany.
They're from the beginning with City. I think he's a player who kind of saw it all at Manchester City. He was there from when they were, you know, rags to riches. Riches, a Dave Hester story for anyone who likes Star Wars. Do you like Star Wars? You don't get that reference, no?
I don't really, I don't have ill feelings towards it. I watch it sometimes.
Interesting.
Dave.
Yeah, it was just the History Channel.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. It's City stalwarts. I don't know why we're talking about. I don't know how that got to that. He had some great moments for City as captain. He was also captain of the Man City team that lost to Wigan in the FA Cup final. I don't think that's spoken about enough for what it's worth. But he did win two FA Cups, four Premier Leagues, two Community Shields, and four League Cups, excuse me. His best moment in the City shirt for me was his goal against Leicester to win the league.
Yeah, that's good.
Some great moments as Man City captain.
Father's country.
Yeah. And did you ever see the back from like the shot from like the back of him, and there's a fellow walking out of the stadium as he shoots? That man will never live that down ever. And nor should he. Well, Vincent Kompany, cracking player, definitely up there, yeah. Your number eight, Kieran.
My number seven, Adam, I'm going to give it to Sol Campbell.
Right.
503 appearances.
So you've done number seven?
Yeah.
So have I.
503 appearances in the Premier League. Mm-hmm. I think he played Arsenal, Portsmouth. Spurs as well, yeah.
One nothing at Spurs.
I didn't really see his prime, because why he's so low down.
Mm.
On my list, I seen the last one at Portsmouth when I started watching football.
Mm.
Portsmouth had a cracking team, probably why they went bust.
Benjani, Kanu, Crouch, Defoe.
Yeah.
Unbelievable team. Montari, Cruncher.
That's my number seven. You're number seven.
It's Sol Campbell as well. Two Premier League titles, three FA Cups. The third FA Cup that he won, Kieran, he won for Portsmouth in Wembley 2008.
Yeah.
And a little known fact, well, I suppose it's known by United fans, I say little known. That FA Cup win prevented United from winning the treble that year. United won the Champions League and the league that season. And if Portsmouth didn't win that, they'd have won the FA Cup as well. They would have had another treble. So big up to Sol Campbell and Portsmouth for preventing that from happening. Kieran, you're number six.
My number six. I'm going to give it to Ruben Dias.
Wow.
Of Man City. I think if you're going to put Van Dijk in a list of top 10 centre-backs, I think you have to give Dias his products. He's been in three Pep Guardiola Premier League winning teams. I think he's won three on the bench.
Wow, he's there that long.
Yeah. Fuck. So I think if you don't put him in, you're sort of ignoring Man City. I don't really like ignoring. For footballing reasons, I prefer to put the player who deserves it on merit rather than our personal favourite. So that's why I put Ruben Dias in, three Premier Leagues and then Champions League winner.
Do you know what? I didn't even consider Dias.
Yeah. He's an excellent defender.
He is a great defender. I think one of the reasons why I didn't consider him, first of all, partly due to Man City's dominance, like their City are so good, and rightfully so, they deserve to win what they've done.
Yeah.
There is obviously that cloud still hanging over them with the 115 charges, so it'll be interesting to see if that's ever resolved. And if it is, the thing that gets me is, if that is resolved, does it take away from these achievements? I don't think it does. Because the players on the pitch still won them. Financially doping, obviously it's not correct. Maybe the players shouldn't be there, etc. But, Jesus Christ, that's such a can of worms to even unravel. But I think with Dias, he's had spells out injured. Would be my issue.
Mm.
Long spells where he's been kind of absent. And it feels like, not that he comes and goes, because he's a fabulous defender. But it just feels like he doesn't. Apart from the season that they bottled the Champions League against you, I don't feel like he's had a full season under his belt, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no.
Do you get me?
You'd be completely fair to argue that.
My number six, Kieran.
You're number six, Adam.
Tony Adams.
Barcelona, I've never watched him play.
Again, this is part of the reason why I have him in, is because I feel like if we didn't, you wouldn't hear the end of it. Do you know you know, kind of way. And yeah. I know your list is probably a bit more authentic than mine, and respect to you for that. But I think you can't really overlook Tony Adams' achievements. 92-93 League Cup, FA Cup 3 times, Premier League twice, Community Shield twice. I think, I don't know if you've ever seen his goal against Everton to win Arsenal the league, but the scenes after he scores is unbelievable. He's a bit of a mad fucker now as well. Did you ever see him doing any punditry or anything?
No.
He's a bit of a maverick now, yeah. He's a bit of a nut job.
Did you ever see the clip of
Him doing a training session?
No, Gary Neville Gary Neville answering the prank phone call, and he said, how'd you get this number? Tony Adams signed.
Kieran, you're number 5. I can't believe that's how we ended Tony Adams' discussion, by the way. Fucking hell.
That sounds you know. My number 5, Adam, is Rio Ferdinand.
Wow, jinx.
6 Premier League. 503 starts, I think, as well. I don't know if that's correct. But he was, by all means, very good in his prime. I don't know if I've witnessed his prime. I think I witnessed his downfall, because I think... And to be honest with you, I think Rio Ferdinand got away a murder throughout his career. I think he's played with very good centre-backs.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
Gary Pallister, Jaap Stam, Nemanja Vidic. Hands down, better centre-backs than Rio Ferdinand, from what I've seen. Now, I watched the end of his tenure at Man United, and I always seen Nemanja Vidic bailing him out.
Yeah,
and that's what I watch with my naked eye. But, for all that he's won, I suppose you have to give him a top 5 place.
Oh, 100%. I have him at number 5 as well. He had that drug charge against him while he was at Leeds as well. Not that that takes away from in any way, shape, form. But he kind of peaked very early, because he was at Leeds. He was very good at Leeds. He was at West Ham again, really good at them. And then he moved to United, and he didn't play with Jaap Stam, I don't think. He moved to United when Jaap Stam left, and he played with the likes of Wes Brown, Sylvester. He played with bums to an extent.
I think he might play Jaap Stam at the end, because he moved in 95, wasn't it?
No, jeez, no. Rio Ferdinand was early
2000s. Oh, he might be at Leeds in 95,
So, Ferdinand, to his credit, he did play with players look at Wes Brown as a great trophy cabinet. I'm not disrespecting him, but when you compare him to Vidic and Stam, I do agree with you. Stam, I think Stam's my number 4 for what it's worth, but I think Stam far outweighs him in terms of quality, as does Vidic. But Ferdinand himself, yeah, great footballer. I think as a pundit, can be a bit jarring at times, I find.
Yeah, I agree.
But, he was a very good friend. And you look at his trophy cabinet, man, it speaks for itself. I think towards the end of his career, and this is what I mean by he peaked early, the decline almost started early for him because he'd been playing for so long. Same with the likes of Rooney and Hazard, for example, because when you peak so young, there's only so long you can be there at the top level. And great player, great trophy cabinet, but yeah, he's my number 5, Kieran. You're number 4.
My number 4, Adam, I'm going to give it to Virgil van Dijk. Only the one Premier League title with Liverpool, but I think for all that he's done, competing in those two very close call seasons between them and Man City, and obviously winning the Champions League with Liverpool, I still think there is a Premier League or two in it for him, from when he retires. But from all the years I've been watching now, he's been absolutely terrific for Liverpool. So that's why he gains the spot my number 4. I think without him, he's been pretty brilliant from when I started watching at Celtic, and then obviously the move to
Southampton. Yeah.
And I think in general his career, he makes teams better. Look at that Celtic, the Celtic team. I think he was in it with Denier, was the centre back partnership. They kept a clean sheet at Barcelona, I believe. Against Barcelona in Celtic Park. And then he goes to Southampton, he makes them better. He tightens them up at the back. I think every team he's in, he makes better. And that's the same with this Liverpool team.
I have him further up the list, so we'll probably chat about him a bit more later on. So will I go on my number 4, Kieran?
You're number 4, yeah.
Is another Dutch centre half, Kieran. It's Jaap Stam.
Jaap Stam.
I think he was at United for just over 2 years, maybe 3 years. 3 Premier League titles, an FA Cup, Champions League. He obviously was involved in the treble season. The reason why I have him ahead of the likes of Ferdinand and Tony Adams, I think from what I know of him at Man United, I think his prime was so good that it's hard to kind of overlook it. It's hard to kind of go, oh, well, he shouldn't be there because he was only there for a short period of time. United then went on a kind of a streak with centre-halves who weren't as good, Ferdinand being one of them. Mm. And I remember, I don't know who said about him, I think it was on that Stick to Football with Gary Neville. I remember Gary and Roy Keane talking to him. And the way they were talking about him, it was like he was a god.
Yeah.
And when he left to Lazio, there was a bit of bother going on with him leaving, and Ferguson ended up turfing him out. But when he was leaving, there was a bit of kind of like angst. There was a bit of like, are we actually making the right decision here? And look at Fergie, look at great manager. You can't overlook any decisions he's made, really. But I just think, from what I've heard of Yap Stam, look at what he's won in two seasons. Like, that says a lot about him. I just think he's one of the best to ever do it. And, I think he's fully deserving of being in the top four.
He yaps a lot, though, doesn't he?
He does, Kieran. But I despise Man United, right? But I really like him. I've seen him do punditry and everything. He's really well spoken.
He seems like a nice fella, yeah.
Your number three, Kieran.
My number three goes to Vincent Kompany.
Well,
you talked about him earlier.
Mm.
I think he's a Premier League great for me. I remember, I know you talked about that Leicester goal, but I remember distinctly a goal against Man United as well. I think it was a header
yeah,
in April, and it was a title clash between them too.
Yeah.
He's a big game player. He's a super defender. 100%. And for me, he's a top three defender, four Premier Leagues for Man City.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a time, you know, he won the Premier Leagues, but it was with under managers such as Mancini and Pellegrini.
That's what I said. He's seen it all, yeah.
So he really was around the block. And he started week in, week out for Man City.
Yeah.
At that time. He's the definition of a Premier League legend.
The problem I had with him, generally speaking, is I don't think he played enough.
At times,
I think he was far too injury prone.
Yeah, maybe.
And that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. So it doesn't take away from his quality, don't get me wrong.
Towards the end, I can agree. But,
you know,
he even seen the dark times at City. I think that's what makes him what he is. So, yeah, he's in my top three, Adam. You're number three.
My numero tres is a bit of Spanish here for you, Kieran. Is Nemanja Vidic.
Nemanja Vidic, yeah.
Came to Man United in January, I believe. January 2005.
Fantastic.
I think absolute colossal defender.
Yeah.
I they don't make defenders like him anymore. Do you know that? Three League Cups, five Premier Leagues, five Community Shields, Champions League title, World Cup. I always think about, do you remember his goal against Chelsea? They tipped off from a corner and then it was swung in, and a bit like Kompany's header, just heads it in. That was in a title race as well. I hate him. I despise him.
I hated how good he was.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And I think you get a bit of that now about certain players where it's like, I fucking hate him and you want them to do so badly. Rodri's one, I think Van Dijk's another.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, would you ever just stop being good at football? Like, do you know what I mean? That was Vidic in a nutshell. Like what you said about Ferdinand, I think you're right in saying that Vidic was the one that kind of carried the boat, as David Goggins would say. You know, don't get me wrong now, I do remember Vidic having very tough times against Torres, you know, a couple of times, but I think every player has that one player that causes them problems. Do you know that kind of way?
Here's the thing, alright, people bring certain performances with Vidic, and I've seen it all over the internet. He couldn't kick out with pace, blah 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 blah. Alright, I remember numerous occasions Ferdinand was the same thing. He got roasted by people.
But, yeah.
And nobody brings it up.
I know.
Tell you why, because he's English. That's the reason, all right? And I think there is this certain English...
I didn't know this rant was coming.
Within the Premier League.
I do apologise. No, I agree.
You see, players that are protected, Rashford being one of them, Raheem Sterling. Ferdinand was another one of these players that were protected who played for England.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, he was a good player.
Yeah.
I'm not denying that.
Mm.
But he was never as good as people made him out to
be. Yeah, no, I agree.
That's my opinion.
I do agree.
And this is why I also have him as number two.
Mm.
I feel very strongly about Milan Jovic.
Mm.
He was, for me, top two defender of all time in the Premier League.
I agree.
Just, for me, Eastern European players that are just cold and solid.
Yeah, and do their job.
And do their job.
No fuss, yeah.
No nonsense.
There's almost like a vicious side of football now where if you make a mistake, people are on your back. People are kind of bringing the mistake up all the time. Like, you go on Twitter, you see everyone's mistake from one game in particular. I think it's so magnified now where if you look back then, like if a mistake happened, players just gone, oh, and they just, all right, okay, we're after conceding a goal line mistake, hold your hands up and move on. Whereas now it's you're kind of vilified for it. So in saying that, I think Village's like his performance against Torres, I said that like in a joking way, Torres did kind of have his number. But I think they played like 9 games and Village won like 7 of them. Do you know what I mean? Torres might have scored in every game, but Village came out on top in the end.
He was a rock.
Do you know what I mean? So
I couldn't believe when he left Man United, I thought there was another few seasons in him.
Yeah.
I think he went to Inter Milan in the end.
Yeah.
But yeah,
great. Didn't get up to a whole lot.
Great career for Village.
My number two, Kieran, is your number one. It's one John Terry.
John Terry. Ashley Cole. John Terry.
Ashley I've met John Terry.
Really?
When I went to Liverpool Chelsea. Actually, yeah. Yeah, you have at the Open, was it?
He walked by me at the JP Manus Pro Am,
right.
And I was holding a copy of the Chelsea magazine from 2007, and his face was on it.
Right.
All
right.
And he walked past, he was playing with Dalglish and.
Kenny Dalglish?
Kenny Dalglish, right. King Kenny, and Alan Hansen.
Right.
So he was.
Alan Hansen, man, sorry,
yeah.
Before you keep going, I know he didn't play Premier League. What a fucking defender he was, just from all accounts, but go on, sorry.
You can't win anything with kids, as he said.
I know, yeah, you got fucking vilified for that. Great defender.
He's playing golf with those two, right? Yeah. And he's coming off like the sixth hole or whatever, and I was at the rope, and there was this child who was like in front of the rope, like, he was small enough to get under it,
yeah.
And he was there, John, give me your autograph.
Yeah.
And then he ignored the kid, all right, and he seen me with his face on the magazine.
It was like Match of the Day or Match magazine.
It was a CFC official CFC magazine. Okay, yeah. And I go, all right, John, what's the story? And then some fella was on my side, like he was there, and he's like, John, you have to sign that. You have to sign that. It's your face now.
No way.
And he walks over, and he's like, all right, mate.
No way. Doing? Fair play to him.
And he signs the copy of the magazine. Yeah. His face.
Yeah.
And then he walks away, and then Rory goes, I love you, John, I love you.
Yeah.
I love you to bits, though.
me, Woodser, and Dave met him in the Chelsea away end at Anfield there last season.
He's always in the away end, isn't he?
Woodser got a picture of him.
Yeah.
And I think he actually commented on Woodser's Instagram.
Would he?
As far as a player goes, Kieran, he's done it all.
Yeah.
Really great player.
5 Premier Leagues.
Yeah. He had some great partners as well, didn't he? Like, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I know you see you're taking it offensively, naturally enough. You always do. But some of the teams he played with, some of the players he played with, Cahill, Carvalho,
and even Cole left lads. Back.
Yeah,
and Ferreira right back, and Ivanovic right back.
Five FA Cups. Ivanovic, I forgot about him. Yeah. 5 Premier Leagues, 4 Community Shields, 3 League Cups, Champions League in 2012, Europa League in 2013. Great player. Yeah. Really great player. I don't think we can say much more.
The
really.
One taint on his career is that Champions League penalty miss. That's the one taint.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you know what, man? I know you probably hear it a lot, but it's not something that I see brought up a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know? And I think that goes down to him being a great player, and do you know, and obviously there's a million stories around him that we're not going to get into. Like, but as far as a great player, he was as far as football goes, he was an unbelievable footballer. Listen,
all the greats have flaws. Sorry, there's one fella, one certain Tiger Woods coming back next week. As we're recording this, he has a lot of flaws, but he's great.
Great player,
great at what he does. And a lot of these greats have their flaws, isn't that? A lot of geniuses have flaws as well.
Mm.
But John Terry, he was like the Berlin Wall, solid.
My number one, Kieran. Jesus Christ. My number one, Kieran. You spoke about him earlier on, Virgil van Dijk. And it's a bit like the Yap Stam reason. I think Virgil van Dijk's prime
it's in the Virgil Premier League. Van Dijk.
He's a centre half. He's a number four. I think his prime at Liverpool, I think it just... I don't think a defender has reached that level. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way to anyone that we've mentioned. I don't mean that in a bad way towards anyone. But Van Dijk was... He just reached a level where it was like... You knew you weren't beating him. Do you know that kind of way? He was so good. He had that injury against Everton and that kind of kept him out of action for a while. But after that injury, Kieran, he comes back and nearly... Again, and it's the problem with Liverpool a lot of the time. It's nearly. But again, fine margins football, Kieran. He nearly fucking back off his first season of a long-term injury, he wins a quadruple. Now, look, again, nearly is the word, and I'm not standing by that. But there was a point in that season, it's away to Villarreal in Champions League semi-final, and I think Liverpool had beaten Man City in the FA Cup semi-final on the Saturday. We played Valencia the following week, or not Valencia, Villarreal, sorry. And I remember looking at the BT coverage. It was Michael Owen, Rio Ferdinand, and it could have been like Lampard, or it wouldn't have been Lampard because he would have managed at the time. Could have been like McManaman. I think it was Steve McManaman. And they're talking about Virgil van Dijk. And even Ferdinand, to his credit, I think Michael Owen says something like, I think the question was, is he the best defender in the Premier League at the minute? And Michael Owen turns around and is like, I think he's the best defender to ever play in the Premier League.
Well, that's something Michael Owen would say.
I know, but Rio Ferdinand agreed with him.
Yeah, well, that's.
And I think that says a lot as well, though. Do you know?
Well, here's the thing.
I think when your peers, like Ferdinand, won a lot more than Van Dijk, but he's actively going, no, this fella is.
That's his job.
And Jaap Stam did it as well. Like,
well, he's Dutch.
I know, but when you hear these things, Kieran, you're making excuses. When you hear these things about these players,
I think it's hard to disregard it.
You know.
All right, let's take a break from the Virgil van Dijk eulogizing for a minute.
You're after eulogizing about Terry for about 15 minutes, mate.
No, but let's bring you down, back down to earth for a minute. All right, John Terry, 492 appearances in the Premier League, 5 Premier Leagues, 41 goals, the most of any defender in Premier League history. He's my number one.
I know, we talked about your number one already.
So that's what, yeah, well, that's exactly right. Well, I just wanted to throw that in there. My top 10 centre house goes to Kolo Touré. Number 9 goes to Robert Huth of Leicester City. Miracle. Yeah.
Go on, hurry up!
I'm going to give number 8 to Ricardo Carvalho of Chelsea, double Premier League back-to-back winner. Saul Campbell of Arsenal in the Invincibles era. I've given number 6 to Ruben Dias of Man City, underrated in my opinion.
Yeah.
Number 5 goes to Rio Ferdinand, and number 4 goes to Virgil van Dijk. Number 3, Vincent Kompany. Number 2, Nemanja Vidic, and number 1, John Terry. All in my era of football.
My top 10 Premier League centre halves of all time, Kieran. Number 10, Marcel Desailly. Number 9, Ricardo Carvalho. Number 8, Manchester City stalwart Vincent Kompany. Number 7, Saul Campbell. Number 6, Tony Adams. Number 5, Rio Ferdinand. Number 4, Jaap Stam. Number 3, Nemanja Vidic. Number 2, John Terry. And numero uno, Virgil van Dijk. Do tune in to the podcast and find out why we have these ranked.
Delusions.
As our top 10 centre-halves. You had Robert Huth! You had Robert Huth, man! What are you talking about?